Greetings, folks. Good evening, folks. You're live with Connie from Jamaica. This is Caribbean Radio Show, Trust in the Lord. This is CIS Radio, the Knowledge Station with Queen Connie here speaking to you live from Jamaica. The yard happening live on CIS Radio. We have a call here. Good evening, Paula. What's on your mind? Hey, caller, what's on your mind? You're live with CIS Radio. Hello? Well, I just imagine that caller was trying to get through to us, but I'm calling live. I'm speaking to you live from Jamaica. I'm Connie from Jamaica, and I'm bringing you all that's happening as much as I can from yard. So call us at 661-467-2407. 661-467-2407. In Jamaica here, it's bright and sunny. You would never believe that we are having a pandemic. The COVID-19 update from Jamaica is as follows. We have 55 confirmed cases here. And to date, it was like total confirmed cases on day 24 was 53. We have 28 imported cases, 21 imported related cases on the investigation. We still have 4 persons in isolation. We have 59 persons in isolation. Can you imagine that? Persons currently quarantined in a government facility, we have 25. Number of recoveries, we have 7 persons. And we have, regrettably, 2 persons that died from the COVID-19. Now, we have to protect ourselves. We really have to, and we are putting out all stops to protect ourselves. And it is going to be a war, a real war against this disease, you know? So, as Bob Marley would say, it's a war. So we have to war with them.
Until the philosophy, which hold one race superior and another inferior, is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war. That until there are no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes, miss a war. That until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race, it is a war. That until that day, the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality, will remain in but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war. War. And until the ignoble and unhappy regime that holds our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, subhuman bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war. Yes, a war. War in the east, war in the west, war up north, war down. peace. We Africans will fight, we find it necessary. And we know we shall win, as we are confident in the victory of good over evil.
You're live on Caribbean Radio Show. Your host, Connie, from Jamaica. Call and let's talk about the coronavirus, how it's happening here, what has been happening, and how it's affecting our community. I believe it's a community spread, and we're trying to contain and to do everything possible to avoid all of the happening. You know, it's very, very serious. It's a sad situation. For the past week, it has been horrible worldwide. And in Jamaica here, we're trying our very best to contain the virus. We have done everything. You know, we have closed the ports. And we have also both sea and land, air, I mean. And we are trying our very, very best. It is a crisis, and you know, we realize that, you know, it's a lot of effort, a lot of sadness. It's just so not real. It's unbelievable. It's like you're living in a nightmare, and we are at war with it. But while we're at war, we have to stop spreading fear about it and be proactive and do what we have to do. We have to cooperate, and I hope folks are listening in, and you can call us. Feel free to call. I'm here for us to talk about anything at all, your fears versus your faith. Call us at 661-467-2407. And this is the Caribbean Radio Show. So over to more Bob Marley, because we're going to have a redemption soon. So we'll be singing Redemption.
Old pirate, yes, a rabbi, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom?
It's all I ever had. Hi, we have a caller here, 646-247. What's on your mind? This is the Caribbean Radio Show. We're live. Dial one for a talk with us. Caller, dial one. You're live with Caribbean Radio Show. What's on your mind? What's on your mind, caller? 553, what's on your mind? Hey, caller, what's on your mind? You're with the Caribbean Radio Show, CRS Radio. Your host is Connie calling you, speaking to you live from Jamaica. Oh, we're here to talk about the coronavirus and the impact that it has on lives and in our island, and, you know, let's have a discussion. There's a caller here, 613-9475. What's on your mind, caller?
Hello.
Hey there. How are you? Good evening.
I'm good. Hey, Connie. This is Kayla calling from Jamaica.
Hey, Kayla. What's on your mind?
Not much. I'm just here in the pandemic trying to sort through. But I think I got the homeschooling thing down, but since everybody now is on a budget.
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm hearing you.
Hello?
Okay. You're live online. I'm hearing you.
Yeah. What I was saying is, in the supermarket, everyone now is on a budget, right? And it seems we have to make that budget stretch even further. Do you have any ideas or any inputs in how to stretch a dollar a little further? I mean, us Jamaicans, we usually know how to stretch something.
Okay, well, let me tell you something. You really, really
that
have
is one of the major problems that I know that's
budget.
Happening right now.
Well, my position to you, are you still earning a salary?
No.
Oh, dear. But you have a little savings.
But living on savings and a little side thing that I have going.
Okay. So did you manage to do your marketing, your buying and everything to put aside, like, the famous toilet paper?
I'm a mother of two, and I did not do the panic buying. Was more panicked about being outside more than going into a store and doing the whole panic buying. And two, my budget would not allow me to do that.
Okay, so you're
but on a regular month
would be okay.
I'm hearing a lot of music.
Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl.
Okay, I'm gonna call that.
Okay. Sorry about that, callers. We had a technical difficulty. 646-247, you're live with our CRS radio station. What's on your mind? Press 1.
Hello?
Hello, you're still there.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Welcome.
Okay. It's coming a little muffled on my end, but I'm actually, it's a quick call, calling from New York. I am calling primarily because I still do have a lot of relatives living in Jamaica, and I just wanted to get an idea of...
Caller from New York? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Let's take a break and get back. We're having technical difficulties. 876-470, you're online from New York caller. It seems to have a technical difficulty. 646-247 caller, you're live. Press 1 to speak on the topic of the coronavirus or whatever happening in Jamaica. 646 in a technical difficulty. I don't know what has been happening with the calls. They've been dropping. So, get some music here. To pay, call 40353, you're live, a Caribbean radio show. What's on your mind, caller? Press 1. You're live on Caribbean radio show.
Hello?
Are you hearing me? Yes.
I'm
Good
hearing
afternoon.
You.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you? This is Debbie from Jamaica.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm great. So how are things going?
Oh, good. I'm calling. I'm on the radio show live from Jamaica also. How is it impacting your section in the wood? Where are you from?
I'm actually in Kingston, but I'm keeping a close check on St. Mary.
Oh, it's terrible what's happening island-wide, you know. St. Mary hasn't got much of a crisis that side.
I think it's just one, but I think
yes.
People in Jamaica are really trying to conform because it's the first I've seen people really abiding by curfews, etc., etc. So I think all
yes.
of us have just got to band together to make sure that this thing doesn't stay very long in Jamaica.
Most definitely, because as I said before, in we have 55 cases so far, and we are really, really trying to keep it down. You know, I think what is happening now is a community spread. It's a community spread right now. So, you know.
And in order to avoid that, I think what we have to do is to just make sure that we keep our areas clean, wash our hands, and stay as far as possible as we can. So even if we
okay.
have to go to work, be mindful of what's happening around us and,
okay.
and be mindful of our families. So when we go back to our families, we keep our areas clean. And the first sign of any illness, we take quick action.
That's true, Debbie. That's true. What do you think of wearing a mask? Do you think it would help?
I think it will in some circumstances. I think it will, but we have to be very careful that we don't wear dirty masks because
it
will continue to spread the germ. So we have to be very, very careful.
And while we're on this topic, I know that persons are making masks to sell because persons are making money. But people need to know that they have to wash the mask. If it's one they have, put it to dry. As soon as they get home, take it off by the string, put it in a bag or something, and you'll wash it. Wash your hands. We can't emphasize enough. It's a virus, and it gets life when it attacks us, the human, the host. When it comes into our bodies, that's when we get really sick. So we have to do everything to avoid getting sick. Thank you so much for calling. And it was
and
nice.
And thank you for this program. Okay, wish you all the best.
Thank you. I hope you're enjoying it. It was a bit shaky at first with the I don't know what's happening with the technicalities, but let's move on. Nice to hear you.
Yes,
thank you.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye. Oh, that was a last caller from Mexico. And it's always good to hear people calling in, you know? So we'll hear from you. What's on your mind? Your number to call is 661-467-2407. Press 1 to speak on the line. Press 1. Okay? I hope you are enjoying Bob Marley music. Would you like to hear about One Love? Because I think that's what is happening. But what Bob Marley would have said at a time like this, I'm wondering what Mr. Marley would have said, what would he have sung about at a time like this when we're having such a crisis. But you know, in spite of all of this, we're still trying to hang on. We have to hang on. I have a call, 540-353. You're live on CRS Radio. What's on your mind? or the call is dropping. You are having technical difficulties. I was saying you're live. You're listening to Jamaican Yard Vibes with Connie with the coronavirus update from Jamaica. As it is, our leaders are putting things in place to help persons who are out of jobs, they have been doing care packages for persons in depressed areas, persons who need help, and it's really, really, they're really working hard to put they and the opposition leader, our country leaders on the whole, they are working hard to really put things in place. Please call 661-467-247 to express your thoughts. People are getting laid off left, right, and center, and we just want to give a little bit of hope, not to be worried about anything too much. You know, we have to put aside fear and exercise some faith, because as it is now, we are only at 55. That's too much, nevertheless. There's a caller online. Let me get back to you. 876-613, caller, what's on your mind?
Hello?
What's on your mind, caller? Press 1. Hello, good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm
not bad.
Good. What's on your mind? You sound
okay,
like...
Okay, so this is Kayla.
Okay,
this is Kayla calling back.
Sorry about it. We had some technical difficulties. We were talking about how to stress a dollar when you don't have it. Okay, well,
living on a budget.
My suggestion with, like, if you have whatever you have to eat, like chicken, you have two children, you have to make one chicken serve. You have to make one chicken serve. You cut it in parts, you know, you do the breast, you do the back separately, you do your legs separately, chop them up in pieces. In fine pieces, you season them, you put them aside. So, you know, you can have four meals with that. You have to drink a lot of water, try and curb that appetite. You know, you mix juices and put aside, and you have your children. You talk to them and let them know what's happening. Because what ages are they?
5 and 16.
Okay.
Which is a little difficult because all throughout the day they're hungry.
I know.
So how will fix that?
I think they're bored more than hungry, because if you know that you have cooked a nice, decent breakfast, you know, like your regular cornmeal and stuff like that, you know, you do whatever you have to do to keep them belly full, as you would say. So what's the next step? You keep them occupied. They should be doing school work. And at the same time, you give them a chance to play, like, any kind of game or whatever, you know, and talk with them, because I imagine you're all at home. You have to play games with them, give them jokes and all of that, you know. So try your very best, man, and make the best of all that situation.
Probably
and
could be a little bit more active where that is concerned, because apart from the homeschooling thing, I'm still working from trying to get some work done from home.
Interesting. Everybody seems to be doing that. I have another caller calling in, but if you hang on, caller, let me just try and wrap up with Kayla. So, Kayla, it's time for you to bond with your children as well. Do things and don't be too sad and negative around them. You have to really encourage them, and you also have to encourage yourself. This too will pass, but put everything in place. Wash your hands. I can't emphasize enough. Wash your hands, 20 seconds, please cover your face when you're going out. What do you think about the mask? Because we're supposed to be wearing masks now because we don't know how this virus is spreading.
Well, I'm the only one that leaves the house. I have them on the 24-hour lockdown. The curfew at my house has started long before the government ordered the curfew. So I'm the only one who really goes out and gets supplies and come back in. So it's a pretty tight ship in here.
Okay, good. Well, you try and do whatever to maintain sanity and to keep the belly full, keep the children educated, and keep them happy. And I thank you so much for calling. Call again next
sure.
week. Have a good
All
week.
Right. Thanks, Connie.
All right. That was a very interesting caller from Jamaica. It would appear. Things are so difficult now. I don't know how persons are going to manage. You have to know how to cut and carve at times like this, as we would say in Jamaica. You can be wonga belly and expect to be eating down the place because we don't know how long this thing is going to last. We don't know how long our supplies will last in the supermarket and all of that. We have to think about. We have full warehouses right now. I know that for a fact. But how long is it going to last? How long is it going to last? We have to keep it better. We have a caller, 847-649, one call in. This is the CRS radio station. You're live on the show. Caller, 841, press 1 to come live.
Hi, good afternoon, Miss Connie. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Just tuned in. I just got the notification the show was on the air, so I connected and was listening to the last couple of callers and just wanted to share a little bit of information with you.
Okay, good.
Actually, we now have 57 cases, not 55.
Oh, it's
there are two more since yesterday.
Okay.
One in Portland now, too.
Well,
actually, you know what? It doesn't sound good news. But one of the things that we have to take into consideration, you know, is that if you listen to the CMO and the Prime Minister and the Minister of Health on mm-hmm. Friday's news conference, we are actually expecting a double. Now, if you look at this trajectory right now, we are actually coming in less than that 8-day doubling as we speak. So that
right.
is a little bit of a positive news to how we are handling it here in Jamaica.
Yes. And what do you think, what do you credit that to?
I credit that to the Prime Minister and the CMO and the authorities for how we're handling it. And you
Absolutely.
Have to give a certain amount of credit to the citizens of the country because over the first night of the curfew, there was a 95% compliance rate. There was some 10 mm-hmm. arrests. And then
yes.
last night, there was only one arrest. So, no, actually, there was zero arrests last night. So, mm-hmm. the people are complying. I'm just you know, that's one of my places already. I just retired back home a few months ago. And I'm going to be on the first part of it. I had a few ideas on the other on itself. But now, that's all stabilized. So basically speaking, we have to give this.
Yes. Majority
of government is handling it.
Well, admirable. Majority of us are really, really doing the and so each one educate one because we're all in this big boat together. And I'm happy to hear you and you play your part in your community as well. Where are you calling from?
Remember what the CMO said on Friday. Masks are personal choices. Now, if masks can be more effective against containing the spread. But
right.
if you don't use the mask properly and if you don't remove them properly, you're counteracting the whole situation because you're gonna, if by chance you get any of the virus or droplets in the mask and you remove the mask, around the area where the droplets are, you obviously transfer it to your hands.
And that is why we have to educate each other. Apart from, because we all have to do our part as citizens as well. We can't just leave it all up to the heads of government, you know, and persons need to listen and learn how to do it. Because when I see persons
exactly.
casually, I tell them.
Social distancing. 10 or so, 10 people in gathering, and the one.
Yes.
On your face. That's exact. And that's because remember, we're getting into the community stage right now. And
right.
this is where we're going to be. So, how we listen is going to determine exactly how we come out of this thing. And I would like to congratulate Jamaica God, you know what? Nowhere, no better than yard. And
than
we
yard.
Have really showed
yard.
The entire world
yard.
That we
yeah.
are the leaders in the fight against this. And I need your audience to understand that. We
and we have
like
to
that
keep
people don't
on
understand.
Try. Exactly. We have to keep it on and try to do whatever, cooperate with the authorities and do the proper thing. I'm running out of time. I have to take one more call before I go back to the music. So
I,
not
dear, well,
hearing... I can hardly hear you.
So,
what's
good.
That?
So just see you.
You're breaking up. You're breaking up. I'm sorry. Sorry. Breaking up.
Yeah,
breaking
I know.
Up. So we speak again. Have a good week. Have a good week now. Have a good week. Get back to another call before I get to some music. Hi, you're on Caribbean Radio Station Live with Connie. Press 1. Let's speak.
Oh.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, hello. How are you? You're live with Connie. What's on your
Hi.
Mind?
I actually called early and got disconnected. I'm actually calling from New York.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Yes, I'm calling from New York.
I'm hearing
you. Still... Hello?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Can
you're
hear
on
me?
The air.
Yeah.
Yes,
I
you're
have,
on
the yeah. I have relatives still living in Jamaica and was a little bit concerned about the general or the response of the general public to the precautionary measures that I hear so many people talking about, you know, social distancing, pretty much staying at home, going out for only essential purposes. Like, on a whole, like, what has the general public's response been to heeding those warnings?
Actually, you'd be surprised. Are you a Jamaican?
Yes, I am born, but I have been living in New York for a couple
okay.
of years now. But I still have relatives living back home.
Okay, good. Well, I can tell you that persons are complying. They're keeping the distance.
Okay.
And, I mean, everybody is just watching each other and stepping aside in the supermarkets
uh-huh.
and pharmacies, public places. They have lines and persons have been obeying. You don't have big crowds
uh-huh.
or anything. Even at the bank,
okay.
you know. People are keeping their distance, and it was so heartwarming to hear persons singing outside of MCB. We have the whole world in his hand. A big church was happening out beside MCB with persons lining up outside, having only 5 or 10 persons inside, and waiting their turn in a good manner. Persons are
okay.
on the mask now. They want to wear the mask. So they have to learn how to wear it properly and not overdo it, how to remove it and keep clean hands. And persons are buying. As a matter of fact, there is a community who said that they could not get bleach and hand sanitizers because probably they don't know where to. But everywhere, every corner of the country, persons are aware. And what has happened now is the virus started with one person coming in, and she's better. We have persons who have recovered
okay,
and persons. Yes, we have persons who have recovered. We have persons who live in the who are presently in the government institutions. They're watching them, monitoring them for
okay.
indication of the virus. And we are really, really trying. The police are on our roll as well because as we speak, persons came in the island and it was announced last evening that they're looking for 4,500 persons to come up to show themselves to the Ministry of Health to be checked out.
Okay.
And if they don't do that, there's going
to
be a problem.
I was just
to
about
leave.
To ask you about enforcement, like what are the authorities doing to enforce that rule or these
okay.
new rules?
They have a mandate. They have a mandate, man. And they
okay.
are searching for them. And even if they give wrong address, they will find them. You know, because it's
okay.
not a crime. It's not like they have committed a crime and they're going to be locked up. It's
mm-hmm.
for their own good. And if they go
True.
Out in the community, spread all of this, the whole of Jamaica will be like Italy, and we don't want that to happen because we have our very good healthcare workers. As a matter of fact, we got from another country, another island to come in to help us here. So we're doing everything. And we also have a curfew starting at 8 tonight, every night, 8 to 6. Until another few days. They say they have cooperation. So everything, you don't have to worry when you speak with your relatives. You can also tell them to make sure wash hands, soap and water quite good. You know, sanitize, sanitize the clean your doorknobs, your light switch, your table, everywhere that you know, all surfaces that you know you put. Get a spray bottle. I spray the bottom of my shoes and leave it outside. Leave it at the door. And you, where you're in New York, I would imagine that you try and do the same thing. Be careful. Trust no one.
I am trying my best too. Because
don't
I'm also an essential worker, so I have to be out there. Sort of braving the whole pandemic. I'm very proud that my little island, I can go to work among these Americans and speak very boldly and proudly of my little island and just how compliant we have been generally to or compliance with the rules and, you know, the precautionary measures. So
I am very happy to hear that. And you sound like a nice, intelligent young lady. And, you know,
Thank you.
And, you know, be compliant and cover your face because they're saying now that even talking, you know, the spitter can fly and the mist will go around. And I know New York is a mist right now. They're trying. But you do your little part. Just try and copy what we are doing here.
Okay.
It's really, really nice talking.
And continue doing what you're doing to educate the public because I'm benefiting from listening to you and I'm going to encourage other people to sort of tune into the show. I kind of happened up on the show just now, but continue doing what you're doing where public education is concerned because we need it, and we don't just need it one time. We need it on an ongoing basis just so it kind of, just so the idea is drilled in the right way. So
I am fine. I'm trying my best, and I'm happy that you're listening in and you encourage your friends, as you say. You know, so I'm trying my very, very best. And I'm glad to know you're enjoying it. So I'm going to get back to some music, and you keep tuning in. Okay, Carla?
Thank you. All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Good, good. Bye-bye. Friends, I don't know, but, you know, it's really good that persons are listening, and I'm hoping that they'll also heed the warning. Wherever you are in the world, our Jamaican folks, I just hope that we all stay safe and try to do what is right, you know. We have curfew, just abide by the rules and regulations. It's our life, our family's life, and we just have to love each other and not remember that this is not a holiday. This is not a holiday where you just do as you like. You have to think of everybody. We are our brother's keeper. And, you know, we have daily press conferences every day with the Prime Minister and Minister of Health and Wellness and the doctors to educate us. So we ought to listen and learn. And for those who don't have a television or those who don't have the time to listen, we have to educate the other persons who are doing whatever and give some helping hand to somebody along the way, you know, somebody out of a job and not as fortunate as you. We can help, you know, we can help. We can help to do something. This is our culture to help. And we need to help each other. We have to help each other.
Some
book.
Remix. Hey, yo! More like Scissor Columbia alongside Trey Sound.
Oh, girl, I gotta go.
Yeah, you know we're doing it better than our pictures.
Trouble in the world.
Listen up.
Baby, cause it's been calling.
There is so much trouble in the world. So much trouble. And, you know, as Bob Marley, Sizzle, and those persons would sing, as I said before, I don't know what Bob Marley would have sung about, but just listen to this one and hear it makes sense, okay? Let's listen if it makes sense. Bob Marley, one of our greats, you know? One of our greats.
Songbook. Remix.
Hey,
yo! More like Sizzle Columbia alongside Trey Sound.
Oh!
You know something, there's a lot of fear, anger. People just don't know. People are not understanding what's happening. They're trying to learn. We're all trying to learn what's happening. And frustration is all around, because for those persons who are not working, who have lost their jobs, we have to show some kind of empathy. The government is putting things in place. They have put things in place to allow persons to have funding while they are at home and while they have lost their job. So they will have money to do whatever, no matter how small it is. They are giving each person everything to work with. They have different sectors, like the business sector, persons who have lost the jobs, like from the hotel industry, barbers, hairdressers, and they have decreased the, what do you call it, the taxes from 16.5 to 15%, which is very, very, very good. Very good for us, because, you know, at times like these, we really need some sort of help, some sort of encouragement, because while the crisis is on and we're quite worried about our lives, our sanity is at stake. Some persons are at home and they're depressed, but you just have to hang in there. Try to find something to do, you know. As they said, with the, what you call it now, the curfew that they have imposed, persons are not used to staying out indoors, but they have to go in. Probably they have a one room or something like that. But, you know, they just have to try. Oh, boy. I don't know. I don't know what we can do, but we, all I know is that we are not to give up. You know, for all those who are trying to call, anybody who is trying to call, we should really press one, dial the number and press one to get online. We dial one to press, not dial, I'm sorry, we press one. When you dial a number, your 661 number, you press one to get to speak online live. Now, it's really unbelievable what's happening. And, you know, you would never believe what is really, really happening. I keep saying, because things look so normal. It's bright and sunny. It's really, really beautiful outside every day. And, of course, you would be tempted to go outside because it's beautiful out there and it's business as usual. But you don't know how this virus is going to attack you. So we cannot emphasize enough. Stay indoors. Stay indoors and do not go and spread anything if you know you have a virus. If you're feeling sick, you should really, really try to see a medical person before anything happens, you know. We should all be trying to be like buffalo soldiers, you know, try our best to, you know, keep on top of everything that's happening. Despite we are a strong nation and we have to remember that, you know, try and remember that, folks, don't let things get the better of you. It's easy to say don't be depressed, but we really, really have to try and be our brother's keeper while we're at it, you know. We are buffalo soldiers, so let's listen to Maddie.
Buffalo soldier, dreadlock rasta. It was a buffalo soldier in the heart of America, stolen from Africa, brought to America, fighting an arrival, fighting for survival. I mean it.
end of our show. We have come to the end of our show. And I thank all the callers and listeners who participated today. So let's practice some love. Love vibes, love from afar, social distancing, cover your face, and be careful with those masked people. I hope to next week with some better vibes, good vibes. I hope you enjoyed it, and you know, much love all around. For all the callers, as I said before, who called in, happy to speak to you, and keep doing what you're doing. And I hope you were encouraged and the information was quite informative today. So we have come to the end of our episode. Thank you for listening.